Bez Hashem, today we'll see a new angle in the sugya of Amira. Until now we saw, by Nosen Hu, Va'amrehi, when the wrong person said it, what was the halacha. Now we'll move on to a different angle, how much you have to say in order for the Kedushin to be Chal. Do you have to say specifically, Hareyat Mukudeshesli? Or is it enough if you're oiskin ba'oisai inyin? As the Gemara on Vav and Aleph brings a Mishnah in Maisa Sheni, that it's nechleku the Tanoim, gufa, hayimedabrim yishal iske gita v'kdusheha, v'nosan la gita v'kdusheha. They were speaking together, they made up, they want to get married. And then he was nosan la kdusheha, v'loy pirish, and he didn't say lehedyis being mekadesha, Rabbi Yosi Yomar dayoy, Rabbi Yehuda Omar tzorich lefarish. Rabbi Yosi holds, it's enough. Rabbi Yehuda Omar tzorich lefarish. He has to say more. He has to be mefarish what he's doing. Whoever has a little bit of a mere ear, meaning who is oyev diyukim, as when the Gemara says tzorich lefarish, when the Gemara says you need an amira, how does the Gemara say it? Tzorich lefarish. This sounds to us a little bit like the Ran that says the din amira is lefarish the maisa what you're doing. Thus is the nusach sarach lefarish. The few the other rishonim that it's coming to say that he has das v'kedushin, that's sarach lefarish, sarach lahagid, sarach loimar. There's a little bit of a diuk like the Ran from the lashon of the Gemara. But the main nakuda we want to focus in is what's this machlokes. If people are speaking and they made up and then he gives the ring, is it mukudeshes or not? What's the hesber of the machlokes? As we want to see three possible ways of learning the machlokes. One possible way, which would have been the most simplest way, is the machlokes, is this umdina or umdina demuchach? I mean, they were talking, they said they want to get married, very nice, but then when he gave the ring, he didn't say, I'm marrying you. As is there a umdina demuchach or not? That's the machlokes, like you have in other places, machloksim, is this enough of a umdina demuchach that it works or not? And there's a mocker for the Rajba, for such a mahalach. The Rajba says, a riziger chiddush lahalacha. And this is mamish negeya. It shouldn't be negeya, but when there are mistakes in a chasna, this Rajba is very negeya. Zog the Rajba. According to the man diyama, dibeimal iske gita v'kdusheha doesn't work. As they spoke, they made up, and then he gives it and it doesn't work. Zog the Rajba, you have to take the ring back. She has to be maknet back to him, and then he has to re-give it to her. Why zok the Rajba? Because if he's not giving it l'gdushin, he's giving it l'matana. As she was koinet, b'tayrus matana. As she was koinet the ring. As now she has to give it back, you have to be maknet back to him, and he has to re-give the ring. Mitzarech iyun, she's koinet l'shem matana. He's not giving her presents. It's obvious he's giving it l'shem kedushin. Okay, there's a lumbisha chesaron. He didn't say amira, as it doesn't work with tayyus kedushin. But he's giving her statin presents. What's chat in the Rajba? No kinira and the Rajba. The Rajba learns dibur ima. It's still not clear. He's giving it l'shem kedushin. Maybe he's giving it l'shem matana. As we have it said that what's going on is he said he wants to marry her, and now he's giving her a matana. As it's not a clear umdana. As you have to give it back. That's what the l'chayra is mavur in the Rajba. On the other hand, Rav Asher wanted a taina. There's a raya from the Gemara, not like this. Because the Gemara before says, if you say l'shoynis ha-misupakim, you say l'shoynis where the isha is not clear what you mean. You didn't say kedushin, hareyat mekudeshesli, you say hareyat mechurefesli. Use a lashon which is not a clear lashon. As the Gemara says, mino yada mai kamala, how does she understand? Zog the Gemara, it's talking about where they were oiskin ba'oisig inyin, where they were involved in the kedushin before. Fregt die Gemara, aber according to the man, die Yama Oiskin Boise Indian, the Kedushin is Chal. As I say, the Kedushin is Chal. As why do you have a suffix? As Rabbi Akiva Eiger makes a diuk that according to the man diomar, it doesn't work. It's good why it's a suffix if the lashon works. Meaning we answered the question mina yada mai kamala, and now it's a suffix if these lashonis are good lashonis. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger's medayik from the Gemara. As Rav Asher asked, if the umden is not a umden of the muchach, as you could still ask the question, mina yada mai kamala, even according to the other man di amar. As what's the Gemara saying? According to the other man di amar, it's good. As that would be mashma that there is a umdena. Okay. As we have one side of Rashba that's mashma, he's chaylik, it's not a umdena. Yet the pashas of the Gemara, the way Rabbi Akiva Eiger learned, is mashma that there is a umdina. And Rav Asher added, it's a doichik to say they're arguing if there's a umdina or not. It's a doichik. It's not something we like saying that the machlokes is there a umdina or not. Go take a survey and see how many people, what they understand. It's very shred to say. We don't like doing that. It's a machlokes if it's a umdina. Azoy bezei, let's go a step further. How else could you learn the machloikis? If everyone holds there's a umdana, and that's the pashtis, and not arguing if there's a umdana or not, as what could be the machloikis? As you could learn two ways. You could learn that the machloikis is a lomdisha machloikis. One man the yama holds, there's a din amira. As if there's a din amira in Kedushin, as oiskin boisi inyin doesn't help. It's a umdina, but you didn't say it. And the other man, the Yama, holds that either he holds is no din amira begedushin. That's one way of learning. Or the other possibility is he holds that umdina works ki'ilu an amira. And then the machlokes is, does umdina work ki'ilu you said it or not? That's the way you could learn. As Havoy, let's be boina the inyan. If Rasha wanted to be boina the inyan, I'll pay the chiddush, a mishnah in Maisa Sheni. This machloikis that you have, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, is actually the marker of this mishnah is in Maisa Sheni. What is it doing in Maisa Sheni? What does it have to do with Masechta Maisa Sheni? This should be a mishnah in Kedushin. As if you look in this mishnah up in Maisa Sheni, as over there you have the same machloikis by Pidyon Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni, you could be paid it with money. As what happens if somebody is paid his Maisa Sheni and he doesn't say it? As Rav Yosi Amar Dayoi, Rav Yehuda Amar Tzarech Lefarish. This is the Mishnah in Maisa Sheni. And right in the same Mishnah, it brings down, and the same machlokes you have in Kedushin. Now, from the fact that the Mishnah puts it together in one Mishnah, these two machlokes, va'oid, from the fact that each man the Yomar, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, holds the same way by Maisa Sheni and Kedushin, is meduyik that it's the same machlokes. That's why we're bringing it together. Obviously, in Lomdis, it's the same machlokes. As L'chayre, the same way they're arguing by Kedushin, they're arguing by Maisa Sheni. That's L'chayre addictive. Imkin emadvarim, as we can stop being buying the machlekes. That whatever this machlekes is by Kedushin, it's also machlekes by Maisa Sheni. However, there's a very interesting point. There's one shinui in the Mishnah. By Kedushin, the Mishnah says it's talking about where he was Dabri Imal Iske Kedusheha. By Maisa Sheni, the Mishnah doesn't say it. Now over here, okay, if it's the same Machlekes, you see there is a difference. Huh? As what's pshat in the Mishnah? As over here, there's a big machloikis, the Rash and the Rambam. The Rash is a Rishon, the Rash Mishans. He wrote a Pirish on the Mishnayis in Zroyim. He says, that the Mishnah of Maaseh Sheni is talking about also Dabri Ima. Why? Because it's the same Machloikis, as it has to be going in the same Seer. As Oiba Zeh, the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni is talking about Dabri Ima al Iske Pidyon Maaseh Sheni. Vitzarech Iyun, Stam Mitzis. Who is he talking to? Meaning by Ketushin, you're doing a Chalais with the Isha, you're talking to the Isha. By Maaseh Sheni, he's being paid as Maaseh Sheni. Who is he talking to? That's why the Mishnah, but the Rash says, that could be Pshan and the Mefarshim that argue on the Rash, but the Rash says that it's talking about Dabri Ima. I used to have this question till I go in the street and I see people talking and then I realize they have something in the ear and that's what they're talking to. No, who is he talking to?
They're not being paid the
Maaseh Sheni. They're not being paid the
Maaseh Sheni. Maybe he's figuring out what it's worth.
Why is he talking? He talking to himself? As there's one way of getting out of it, there's Pidyon Maaseh Sheni Ayidei Acherim. You could be paid to someone else's Maaseh Sheni. As Ulai, you could learn that he is talking about where he's paid the Maaseh Sheni Shal Acherim, and he has to say whose Maaseh Sheni is being paid to. Nunu, Efshem, Abavinishvi, the Rashi. Whoa, 1 second. As the Rash wants to say that it has to be, it's talking about the same case, Maaseh Sheni is talking about, in the Rambam, in the Halachas of Hilchos Maaseh Sheni, Perek Dal in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam speaks out that Tzia by Maaseh Sheni is talking about where you weren't Medabri Imal Iske Gita Vikdushel. As the Rambam is clear, he learns like the Pashtus of the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say it by Maaseh Sheni. Fred the Tosfos Yontif on the Mishnah that it's the same Machlokes. What's going on? How could the Rambam over here say we're going about without Dabri Ima? It's the same Machlokes, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Why by Kedushin do you need Dabri Ima? And why over here you don't need Dabri Ima? Zok the Tosfos Yontif Ba'oifin Zeh. Zokta Tesis Yantif, by Kedushin, the reason why you need a Dibur is because the Gemara asks, Mina Yada Mai Kamala. How does she know who's talking, what he means? Mina Yada Mai Kamala. That's the whole reason for Dibur by Kedushin. That's the reason why you need a Dabri Ima by Kedushin. I'm sorry. By Maaseh Sheni, you don't have this problem. You're not doing the Maaseh Sheni with someone else. As by Maaseh Sheni, there's no problem. Mina Yada Mai Kamala. As you don't need Dabri Ima Liske Gita Vikdushel. Or you don't need Dabri Ima by Maaseh Sheni. Ay, Soy Bezeh, what's the Machlokes? The Machlokes is Ba'oifin Zeh. Reb Yehuda holds, you need an Amira, Sai by Kedushin and Sai by Maaseh Sheni. In order to make a Chalois, you need an Amira. As he holds, it never works. Reb Yosi, on the other hand, holds you don't need an amira. Only by kedushin, mishumino yada my kamala, as then you need a dabri ima liske gita vikdushel. Aber, not by kedushin, as then machshava helps. It could be chalba machshava. As lefi the Tosfos Yontif bedas harambam, we have a gilui and a big gilui in the sugya of amira. It comes out that the machloikis, if you need to speak out Kedushin, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is Dabri Ima doesn't help because he holds there's a din dibur. And Dabri Ima doesn't work. Yeah. And Shitas Rabbi Yosi is that you don't need a din dibur and Dabri Ima works. Aye, so what do you need? Dabri Ima? A technical problem. Mina yada mai kamala. Thus is what comes out if you look the way the Tosfos Yontif learns in the Rambam. As if remember, we like putting together the beginning with the end. We started the first year with the Ramah. That the Ramah says that if he gives Bishtika and he doesn't say anything, the Kedushin is Chal. As long as they both say they understood. As we saw that there's no Din Amira. as the Goyim on that Ramah says, where's the Makar of the Ramah in Simin Chav Zayin? Where's the Makar of the Ramah? Because the Gemara by Maaser Sheni asks, Mina Yada my Kamala. If he didn't say anything, Mina Yada my Kamala. Mashma, the whole Din Amira is only that she should know. But if they both know, there's no more Din Amira. As does his mama, she's medayik this Gemara. This is the Makar of the Ramah. The whole Din Amira is Als Mina Yada my Kamala. That's the way the Tosis learns, Yantiv learns according to the Ramah. I, the other Rishonim, they learn differently. They'll learn like the Rash. That over here, everyone holds you need a Din Amira. The Machloikis is, if the Dabar Ima is Bimkoim, the Amira. If Umdana is Kilo Pirish, like we learned until now. There is a special limud in Kedushin. And likewise, you'll have to say that there's a special reason in Maaser Sheni that you need an Amira too. This is a good question. That he's asking that if in Kedushin there's a special Din Amira, like Rabbi Ghaber says, as why in Maaser Sheni do you need a Din Amira? Oh? As Rabbi Shmuel asked the question, very good question. And Rabbi Shmuel wants to say that you see over here that a chalois that's nasa, a chalois in Hegdish, which is nasa yideya maisa, needs a dibur. As pidyon maisa sheni is affecting a Hegdish, as it needs a dibur. Of a very good question. Oh.
What happened to the sugya vedas? How come this child is not talking vedas?
If you need an amira mishum the edim, yeah, that the edim should. As there is a taisis riazokin that handles that you should need the Amira Mishum the Edus.
You don't need Edus.
Oh, good. But we didn't want to touch on it. So Mar Makam Hula. Yeah, no, good. Yeah, Halafai, we should touch on it. You want to stay another week? Okay, Bez Hashem. But on your own, if you want, you can look. You can look at the Tosis Riazokin. The Tosis Riazokin handles if you need an Amira Mitzad the Edus. Rabbi Ghaber in one place said you need a gilui das mishum de edim. It's mashman Rabbi Ghaber. He also was nochus. Maybe the amir is mishum de edim. Okay, come. Let's come back to the ikar asugya, the main point we want to handle. What's this machlekes is umdana works? As we have two ways of learning. One way of learning is everyone holds you need an amira, like we went until now. Many rishonim hold you need an amira. You don't come to the end of the sugya and all of a sudden you find everything we said until now scratch off. No. Everyone holds you need a Din Amira. As what's the machloikis? The machloikis is if Dabar Ima Umdana is enough to be Ki'ilu, it's an Amira. That's one way of learning. That's the way the Rash in Zrayim learns the machloikis. And Mimele he has to say by Maaser Sheni, you also have a Umdana. And this is a klolius de kamachloikis, if umdana is ki'ilu pirish. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning is the machloikis is, do you need a din dibur or do you not need a din dibur? That's the machloikis. That which you need a dabrima is to get rid of a side chisarin of mina yada mai kamama. That's why you need the dibur. That's al derech der amo. Al derech de Tosis Yantiv. And that's the second way of learning. As are we sending the Rambam to the Ramah? That means the Rambam has to hold like the Ramah. So we have a new Shita, a new Makkah to the Ramah. All the Pleiskim argue on the Ramah. We found the Rambam. As in the new Frankel Rambams, there's a Marie Kurkis. Meaning it wasn't around in the Friedigitaris. They didn't have it. But now we have a Marie Kurkis. The Marie Kurkis asked the question on the Rambam that by Kedushin you need a Dabri Ima, as by Maaser Sheni you should need a Dabri Ima, as the Tosis Yontif answered, because by Kedushin you're talking to someone else, Mina Yada Mai Kama. How does the Rambam, as he says an answer, but the Marie Kurkis says another answer, a very interesting answer. Zok the Marie Kurkis, the Rambam holds, even if you don't talk, we still have a umdana by Maaser Sheni. Why? Because you took the amount of money that the payers were worth. and you took it next to the Paris, and you're holding it, and you're thinking it's Meister Sheni, and then you go ahead and you take that money and you bring it up to Yerushalayim. It's a umdena demucha. As sometimes, even without words, your actions speak louder than words. As by Kedushin, we have no idea what's going on. A man walks over to the lady and he gives her money. Who knows? Who knows what's going on? As you need Dabri Ima, Liske Kedushet, to explain what's going on. But when a person takes Meister Sheni, and he takes exactly the same amount of money, and he puts it next to it, it's an umdina. The Meister is Meichiach, what he's doing. As Lefi, the Mari Korkis is Pshat, it comes out, even by Meister Sheni, you still need a Dabri Ima, you still need an umdina. Just as a different way of making an umdina. The umdina is, the Inyan is Meichiach. If you could add to the Mari Korkis a very nice diak, the Pirish HaMishnayis to the Rambam says that by both of them you need, the Inyan should be Moichiach. As the Mari Korkis asks, the Meiser Rekeach asks that the Rambam in Yad says that by Meiser Sheni you don't need Dabri Ima. As why is the Pirish HaMishnayis saying that by Meiser Sheni you need the Inyan to be Moichiach? As Emphid the Meiser Rekeach, okay, another stira between the Pirish HaMishnayis and the Rambam and Yad. We've had them before. Oh. But once the Mari Korkis came out, is doch gewaldig. The Rambam and Pirish HaMishnayis doesn't say you need Dabri Ima by both. He says you need Inyan Moichiach by both. As the Pirish HaMishnayis is meduyik that Enochinami, you don't have a Dabri Ima, but the Inyan Mitzaratzma is Meichiach, and all you need is Inyan Meichiach. As once we have this Mari Korkis, this Gevaldik, the Pirish HaMishnayis himself is Meduyik that way. As it's Mamish, Gishmak, Pshat, Lefizeh, we lost the Makor to the Ramah. And we're very happy, because the Poiskim don't pass in that way anyway, so we don't want to say, I mean, we'd love to back up the Ramah, but the Be'ikaron, we don't go with the Rambam. So we don't want to say that Kilu, the Rambam, holds like the Rambam. Okay. As let's just go back. We got into a lot of names and politics. Let's just be Misada the Sugya very quickly. There's one way of learning. The Machloikis is there a Umdana? That's the simple way of learning. Balabatish, is there a Umdana or not? The other way of learning is Lomdis, and we have two ways of understanding it. One way of understanding it, the machloikis is, do you need an amira or not? That's the way the Tosis Yantif learns. As when you're leaving from Yahre Kala, you learn, do you need an amira? It's the machloikis, the Ramah, and the Ran, and the rest of the Rishonim, the Rajba. The way the Tosis Yantif is learning, it's a machloikis tanoim. That's the way he learns. It's a machloikis if you need an amira or not. This is the machloikis of Dabri Ima. And the third way of learning is everyone holds you need an amira, like we learned until now. The sugya, everyone holds you need an amira. What's the machloikis? If a umdina is b'mkayim amira, this is the machloikis. Okay, those are the three ways of learning. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings down even in the mandiyama of oiskim ba'oisay inyan, there's a machloikis. What level of oiskim do you need? What happens if you were oiskin bin yonim, we're ready to get married, and then there was a hefsik, and then you gave the nesina? Does it work? Do you have to be oiskin ba'oise inyan the rega before you gave the ring? Or it's enough to be oiskin ba'oise inyan even if you're doing it before? One man the Yama says, as long as you were doing it before and you kept on talking about inyani zivugim, it works. And the other man, the Yama, says, no, you have to be oiskin ba'oisei inyan the rega lefnei you give the nesina. As a very interesting nafkamina ladina, we'll ask for the big rabbonim here. If you give the kedushin, there's someone, a boy, hareyat mukudeshesli, and he was so nervous, he dropped the ring. It was a big tumult. He had to go find the ring. He picked it up and he gave it. Does he have to say hareyat mukudeshesli again? He has to say it the second before or not. Is it Tali in this sugya or not? Type for leave the Olam handle it. Think about it. Oh. As a...
Umdina has to be close.
As he wants to be Mechalik, that maybe a Umdina has to be close, but Harayat is better because it's more specific. B'yeshlon, could be. It's good. That's why I said they looked around for it to avoid that machna. I mean, they didn't find it right away. You know, they had to calm the mother-in-law down. It's not a simin rab. By the time they gave it, it wasn't toich yedei diva. Okay, but ain't no chinami. MS. If it's toich yedei diva, I'm not talking good. Let's talk about it. Wasn't toich yedei diva. As what's this machlokes? As you could understand it two ways also. You could understand it, it's a balabatish machlokes. If a umdina for a minute ago works, maybe she changed her mind. Who knows, maybe she got nervous, maybe he got nervous. Who knows? An umdina from a minute ago, does it work or not? That's one way of learning. Another way of learning is, it's a lomdish machlokes. If you learn the umdina works because the umdina has been kaim amira, as maybe you need amira b'shas kedushin. If it's not b'shas kedushin, if it was before, who says it works? As imkein yesh l'stampik in this machlokes tanoim also, what's the machlokes over here? Is it a balabatish machlokes? Does the umdina of a minute ago work? Maybe it's not good enough of a umdina, or no? The umdina is good enough of a umdina. But there's a din amira, and amira has to be mamish b'shas ma'isa kedusha. And maybe the nafkamin is harei mukudeshesli when it's not mamish teich yedei diba. Okay, as we had two machlokes in Tanoim, and we were oisik in what could be the possible ways of understanding the machlokes. To be mesayim in the Indian of Dabri Ima is a very interesting sugya nun amid beis, which is ashlama, and that's what Beikah the Shir will be on later on. These points a little bit also about the nun amid beis. Over there, there's a sugya that a man sent a matana to an isha. Savlonis is a present. As the Gemara brings down a man diyama yechoshish in the kedushin, yechoshish that he meant to marry her. As there's a big machlekes rishonim how to learn. What does it mean yechoshish in the kedushin? Toisis, many Rishonim learn that if a person's not engaged yet, meaning he doesn't have a real Kedushin, a person doesn't send Matanas. If he's sending a Matana, as that's a Raya that he must have been Mekadosher before. As we may look Choshesh in the Kedushin, once he's sending, as it's a Raya to us, that there must have been a Kedushin, pre-existing Kedushin, that he gave a ring, Areya Mukudeshes. As a melo v'choishes in the kedusha. That's how Rav Rishonim learn. Rashi has a mechudesh dekapshat in the sugya. Rashi learns it's not v'choishes he did a pre-existing kedushin. He did a kedushin before. The savlonis itself is kedushin. The fizeh Rashi says we're talking where he sends savlonis be'edus. You need edus l'kiyum. As we're talking about, we send savlonis be'edus. Fred Rashi, how does she know? How is she going to know what's going on? He's sending her a matan and it's kedushin. Zok Rashi, we're talking about where he was shidduch. Meaning they went out, they made up, they want to get married. And then, a little bit later, comes something in the mail. Comes something, a present. With Edim.
Edim would be the
riot. Huh?
The fact that Edim would be the riot.
Meaning, zikr the Edim help us to understand what's going on. Unless you could be Deicha, maybe he just sent it with Edom. You know, he could have done it in a way. You know, I had two friends going to you, you're coming, watch what I'm doing, bring it over. They were the postman. Yeah. Yeshlodn, if that's Umdina de Mucha. Frek Toisvis on Rashi, where's Amira? Where's Amira? The Kabbalah? Meaning the Kedushin is happening when she's Makabal the Matana. Yeah, okay. You switch seats, but you're always handling Kabbalah. The same question. Okay. Wait, we have to see how you answer Rashi. Okay, but could be Rashi holds that way, but good. That's the question. As Tosis, when he asked the question on Rashi, he asked with a very interesting nosach. He says, Rashi says, we're talking about where you did a shidduch, because if you didn't do a shidduch, mina yada mai kamala. Why does Tosis ask, mina yada mai kamala? Tosis should ask, where's the din amira? Tosis sounds a little bit like he's saying, like the Ramah, the ganze problem is mina yada. And then shidduch should help. However, Taisus is, but we just learned the sugya that by umdana, you have to be either right b'shas the kedushin, or you have to be a little bit before, but you were still talking about in yani kedushin. No one holds that a umdana from 4 months ago works. A long time ago when you're not handling works. As even if you're going to say Shadachima blinds like Dabarima Aliske Gita Vigdusha, but the Dabarima has to be at the time of the Kedushin, either directly at the time or close to it, and you're handling similar in Yanim. Over here, it's way before. How does it work? Does Frektasis on Rashi. As the Biskarov in Sefer has a shtickle. As the Brisker Rav wants to say, that Rashi learns like the Ritva in Kedushin Mem Aleph Amid Beis. That what's the reason why Dabri Imal Iske Gita Vikdusheha works? Because Dabri Imal Iske Gita Vikdusheha makes a umdana, and every time we have a umdana, it's Ki'ilu Pirish. He doesn't bring the Ritva, he says the word on his own, we're just adding the Ritva says it too. And the Brisker Rav brings from other sugyas in Shas that when you have a umdana, as it's ki'ilu pirish. As I bazei, when did the Gemara say you need to have it right away? That's only when the umdana is created by dabrima. As then, if it's not close, it's not good enough. It's not a umdana demuchach. The Brisker Rav is learning the reason why you need the dabrima to be close. Is to make it into a umdina demuchach. But by shidduch, that's such a festa umdina. They were meshadach, they made up, we're getting married. As that's such a festa umdina. As even if the umdina will be way before, it'll still make a umdina b'shastin esin esakadushin, and it'll work. That's the mahalach of the Bris Gerov. As we leave the oilam with one of the famous Rav Nochum Shailas on the Bris Gerov, the fight between Meir and Brisk. Rav Nochum asked the Kasha on the Bris Gerov, but the Gemara says, Chayshinon Lekedushin. Lefi the Bris Gerov, that it's a Umdena Demuchach. Why is it only Chayshinon Lekedushin? It's Umdena Demuchach. It's such a Umdena Demuchach, it's Kiilu Pirish. As what's this lashon chayshin on lekdushin? And if it's a suffix, it's not umdana. Thus was Rav Nochum's big shayla on the Bris Gerov. It was rather of Shmuel handled in Panovich also. It was whichever yeshiva you're in, that's the big kasha on the Bris Gerov. As to be miyash of the Bris Gerov, we're not in Brisk, but kidei shaloi lelech ki'ilu. Ein ma lahagid, as Rav Nochum's question is based on a ksois in Simen Reish Nun Sif Katan Hay. The magia on the ksois, the milui hachoshin, brings that there are shitas that hold suffik umdana does work. As this is a big shailen shas, if suffik umdana helps, nas toif ein kan mekoymei. The oilam could look in the ma'am mako. The ma'isa. It needs a hesber. If the Olam wants to look at a hesber, they could look at a Kilis Yaakov. He handles it a little bit. He's in Yonim of Safik Umdana. It's not in the Kunchis. But Bez Hashem, when you go home, you could look. Okay. The Maisa, we didn't be marich on it in the Kunjis, because Kimuvan, the Mir, has another way of learning, and that's Be'ezus Hashem, the Shir you're going to hear today. As there's another way of answering Shitas Rashi. Okay. As that was the two in Yanim to handle in Dabri Ima. Number one, what's the Machlekes? And we saw different ways of understanding what's the Machlekes Tanayim. And then the big Shaila is, how does Rashi on Daf Nun handle the sugya of Dabri Ima? How does he answer Taisis's question? As we saw the Briska Rav, Agishmak, of the big Shaila on the Briska Rav. And then, Bez Hashem, the Elam's ready for the Mahalach. Chudish Diga Mahalach, but type, Bez Hashem. Sit.